Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg and I'm here today with Lee, my co-host.
G'day.
And we are joined with three lovely gentlemen. Now let me see if I get the names right. We've got Les, Mark and Leon.
Correct.
Yay!
Perfect.
Bingo!
So I had to say that first before I forgot. So we're standing here in, is this Skyness Park?
Yeah.
And it's an absolutely beautiful day and it's NAIDOC week.
Yep.
So you guys tell me where you're, what, who you're representing, because we've come down here unplanned.
Yeah.
And just gone looking for the best.
As we do for
best looking guys. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what she knows it. Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll start with Les.
Yeah, Les. My name's Les Rowland. I work at the University of Sunshine Coast, Fraser Coast campus. I'm a proud Gamilaroi man from New South Wales.
Right.
Yeah, so I've been in the Bay for about 24 years. So.
Where in New South Wales?
Moree.
Oh, I'm Dubbo girl.
Oh, true. Yeah. Oh, Dubbo pacemakers.
Dubbo
Burke.
You might be related.
Burke Warriors.
Yeah.
So, that's me, yeah.
Cool.
And my name's Mark, so I'm the PCYC Indigenous Community Sport and Rec Officer. So my role is funded by the government, and I've got to provide sport and recreation activities for Indigenous people. So this is a perfect day for a family fun day.
So you planned all this, Mark?
Yeah. So I had help from people and a lot of key stakeholders and stallholders as well. So we have stallholders like Red Cross, Uniting Care, we have Deadly Choices and Gallinglor here. Yeah. We've got the Queensland Ambulance Service who are doing a CPR challenge.
What's the one before? You said Gallinglor?
Gallinglor, Health Service. We've got a free jumping castle, we've got a coffee van here, which is my favourite place to go.
Yeah. Music.
Yeah. Fabulous music by John Vivi and his little special guest. So we're also doing it at the NAIDOC Awards here today as well. So perfect day for it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We'll just let Leon.
Yes.
Leon, take a big mouthful and ask you a question.
Yeah, he's always eating.
Bite your burger.
Thanks.
And Leon, what are you doing with the whole
thing? So my name's Leon. I have been chairman of the Fraser Coast NAIDOC Committee. I've been chairman of the last 5-6 years and involved with NAIDOC started over in Maribor at least 10 years ago.
Wow.
So it's great to see it grow over the years into what we see today, and it all happens because of the event coordinators do a fantastic job. We start planning. A lot of people don't know, but we start planning NAIDOC in possibly November, December. Just to get the dates, days and the events locked in, and then we start to organise it.
Yeah.
We shared this event on our Facebook group.
Perfect. Oh, great.
So we went we're now at 350 members in our Facebook group.
Wow.
But just remember, we didn't have any expectation to have any
members. Yeah.
we kicked that out of the park.
Yeah, we did.
And so there's a mix of people down here. There's every demographic from Hervey Bay and Fraser Coast.
Yeah.
Is it open to everyone?
And that's right. One of the things that we talk about, the committee, we talk about that NAIDOC is for the whole community.
Exactly.
There's still a perception in the community that it's only for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's our opportunity as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to showcase, to put our best foot forward and to showcase what we have
exactly.
on the Fraser Coast.
Exactly.
The talents that we have. The different services that we have. So, because a lot of mainstream Australians and non-Indigenous people don't actually know what services are out there for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Yeah.
So, apart from the services, and honestly, I don't have any Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander heritage in me at all, but I have friends who come, and I'd love to do it too with my family. Is there any way that we can participate in something in the community, be it different ceremonies, dances or food? How do we get to taste some of that culture? Is there anything offered in the region? I've been asked this because I've had Canadian visitors say we looked really hard.
Well, and I'm a non-Indigenous person, and you know, organise family fun day, so it doesn't matter what colour you're skin or where you come from.
And
it's all about you know, respecting First Nations people. In regards to your question, there is a place I go to a fair bit. It's the Nullawaka Art Gallery down next to Salt Cafe down in Yarangan. And they sell everything from food and art and different things.
We'll put that on the list, Lee.
Yeah, so they're down there, and they've got their own shop front down there as well. So they open most days, I believe. So yeah, they cater a lot of my different events and programs that I run for PCYC.
Okay.
And they do things like emu egg quiches and you know, different things that I've never tried before.
Okay.
And sort of open my eyes up to a bit of bush tucker and that sort of thing. So visiting those shops and supporting local Indigenous services and shop fronts like Halawaka Art Gallery down there, that's a perfect way to get in touch with First Nations people and
community. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There is an opportunity here, I think, though, to increase the cultural tourism for our visitors who come to the
Absolutely.
Fraser Coast. And so I think there's an opportunity for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander groups to sort of work into that gaps that's there.
Yeah.
So I think there is opportunity. I think people are starting to work into that.
Yes, we'll promote them.
Yeah. I think it's just going to take a bit more time till we get the bugs ironed out.
Yes.
Yeah.
With NAIDOC Week, when does it actually finish? Like, do you have other things in plan in the short time that you...
Yeah, so technically it finishes on Sunday, but we've got different events tomorrow. We've got at the community gardens in Maribor. We've got a tree planting ceremony over there. We've also got a barefoot bowls tomorrow over at Maribor Memorial Services Bowls Club there.
Yeah.
2:30 to 4:30 over there. Completely free, open to everyone to come along and mingle and
yes.
chat about, you know, the theme, yeah. Voice Treaty Truth.
Yeah.
And then, what have we got? Thursday, we've got the Family Fun Day over at the Maribor Queens Park, which will be an amazing day over there. And then Friday, we've got the golf day that Les runs at the Harvey Bay Golf Club over there. So that's $75 per person. And drink freeze, that starts at 8 o'clock with a free breakfast. So
with that one, do you have to walk? The golf day?
No, you can just turn up.
Just turn up. We'll have like an Epos machine and
pay
cash on the day.
Is it Ambrose or
it's a Ambrose? Four man Ambrose. Yep. Yeah, and you could have, as long as they're four people, it doesn't make four ladies, two girls, two boys.
Yeah.
And if
you get a hole in one on a special hole, you do get a car.
You win an actual car.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
so I can just run and put my ball in the hole.
I'll have the key
in
my
pocket. Yeah.
There's more than one person who gets a hole in one.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Well, look, we have a lot of followers in the Maribor region as well, so this will get out to them as well for those that don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Was there anything else
to
share with us?
We got the ball, which is is probably like a big event for us, especially for the committee, because we go in and put all the hard work in for our communities, and it's probably time for us to, you know, let our hair down a little bit, you know, I've got a little bit of hair down. And then it's more or less like a relaxed thing, just reflect on the whole week.
On the whole week,
absolutely. And like Leon said, we start meeting again in November and
go
again.
Which isn't that far away.
And if it wasn't
when
our community or our committee,
this
wouldn't happen.
That's it. You'll pull together and make it work. Well done.
Yeah.
Great.
Beautiful.
Well, as we go around, we
like talking
to really good-looking men. And part of this journey, the first thing I thought when I lost my vision on Australia Day was, I'm not going to be able to see my firefighter calendar. So I've come up with...
We should do a NAIDOC calendar next year.
Do you know what? I'm so glad you just said that, Les, because I'm creating a prototype called a Feel Your Firefighter Calendar.
A tactile.
So and we've got to do some tactile.
Yeah. Next month I'm starting my naked yoga classes too.
Really?
Yeah.
So
we're doing it. It was really winter
and
cold. I don't like turning up when it's winter and cold.
No.
But I love doing it in the sun.
All the turtles are out there.
Yeah. I lay my back and I can get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't get a word in. This is unusual. How many children do you really have?
Hey?
How many children do you really
well,
have?
He said all of them. Four, nine of them.
All of them.
I've got three that I know of.
That's awesome. Okay, well, thanks so much, guys. It's been
thank all three of you so much.
Thank you very
really
much.
Really good.
Thank you.
Beautiful day. Awesome.
Thanks for coming down.
Good stuff. Thank you.